And welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I am your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor of the Tenkar's Tavern blog, Discord server, Media Group, Facebook group, Twittering, and Instagram. So, this is my second time recording this because the first time my mic was off. Yes. Now, I don't know if you can hear that rumbling in the background. If you had heard it prior, holy shit. Some of it almost knocked me out of my seat. But we got a nice little thunder bumper rolling through my neighborhood right now. And it's certainly interesting. So, what are we talking about today? First, I want to give thanks to the Tavern's community. A few quick shout-outs. My first shout-out is to Glenn Hallstrom. Glenn put together the cover for Torchlight Issue 1, and looks awesome, so thank you, Glenn. Jeffrey reached out to me this morning, and he basically, he gave me a life preserver, okay, give me a life vest, because he said, listen, I saw you talking about Affinity Publisher on Tavern Chat. Because I have some experience with it. I'd like to take a shot at laying out Torchlight Issue 1 and then giving you basically a template for future issues so then you can do the layout yourself. Like right now I've been using Pages, and I will admit my use of Pages, I'm grabbing stuff off the blog and I was putting stuff directly into Pages. I couldn't lose the formatting, so I was getting light text with a dark background. I had to go and reset each time. So what I've been doing is I've been dragging it into MS Word and then unformatting, which is easy when you're pasting in Word, and then taking it from Word and putting it into Pages. Real pain in the ass workaround. But in any case, Jeffrey, I really do appreciate the help you are. I'd like to use a lifeline, please, here on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and Zoodrak. Mike Rose has offered to edit, and he is one of the premier editors in our corner of the industry, so... Mike, that is awesome. Thank you so much. I will definitely take you up on that. Joe the Lawyer has also offered content and proofreading and or editing. So, you know, I want to start small. I want to start. That's the whole key to this, right? I want to... Torchlight has had ups and downs and spurts, but I want to get it out there, because I think once we get issue one out there, everything else will fall into place. And I've noticed, I have about, theoretically, an issue is going to be 16 to 20 pages long. Haven't finalized the PDF price yet. Trust me, it's going to be inexpensive. And if you're a taverner, if you listen to the podcast, if you read the blog, if you're a member of the Facebook group or the Discord community, or the MeWe group, trust me, you'll be taken care of. If you are a backer on Patreon, you'll get the PDF for free. But I want to take care of the community, so there will be definitely a discount. But I need to get it out the door. Once it's out the door, I said, at 16 to 20 pages, my blog content that I've written over the years, which I must say, going back with fresh eyes, I'm actually impressed with a lot of it. That blog content is going to, by itself, without asking others to contribute, and I'm sure I will get others to contribute, especially when it comes to art. I've got about 6 issues worth, so I could go monthly through the end of the year and cover without doing anything new. But that being said, one-page dungeon, and there is... It's funny because I'm on Facebook and somebody liked a post of mine for November and it popped up in my feed and I was like, I don't even remember. This is the type of year I've had so far. I don't even remember finding this amazing site for one-page dungeons. So I will try to paste the information into the show notes so you can link to it. It makes really good-looking, professional-looking dungeons. What's great about this site is you can use these generated dungeons commercially in your own works. You can give attribution. You don't need to. I certainly would. I would certainly link back. It is a great resource. Here's the thing. I haven't figured out yet if there's a way to save within the Pages app. So take your screenshot if you like what's generated, because that's what you're going to be working from. Okay. So now later on tonight, in a little bit less than half an hour, I'll be recording the first episode of the standalone Talking Crit with Tenkar and Bad Mike, and our first special guest, because we plan on having special guests, Greg Gillespie, best known for Barrow Maze. Yes, Greg, gaming professor, will be with us. That should be up by the weekend. I'll let you guys know, guys and girls, know when it's up, so you can find it. So I think we're going to be talking on that podcast about the Thousand Fan Theory again, and that's something I read about in N-World last week. And the Thousand Fan Theory is the theory that if you have 1,000 fans, you should be able to generate loyal fans, active fans, invested fans. You should be able to generate enough income to make producing games your main occupation. So the follow-up, and it was a great article actually, and the follow-up article was earlier this week, and it's about how to retire off a game. Well, let's be honest. Okay, you don't retire from gaming. Okay, the way you retire from gaming is maybe if you were working for somebody else, now you're working for yourself. Or if you retire into gaming, I think is what happened. In my case, I retired with a good pension just over 4 years ago, and now I can produce material for gaming, and that helps stretch my pension, right? I don't make a lot. But it certainly allows me to say, oh, well, gee, if I want to spend, I don't know, $350 on five print-on-demand books of the largest mega dungeon ever created, I can do so without having to go to Rach. Hey, Rach, I'm taking this money out of a savings account or a checking account, as opposed to I'm taking this money out of my drive-through store credit because I've been accumulating some over the years. So I can do stuff like that. But I don't know if you really retire from the gaming industry and not have another job. I think you retire within the gaming industry and continue producing game material. Phil Reed, Chief Executive Officer of Steve Jackson Games. I've been following Phil's stuff since the turn of the century. I used to do an email list. But he's been creating PDFs for the last year or so, and PDF Kickstarters, and they make, 8, 10, 12,000 per Kickstarter, and he's doing them every month or two, and it's generating money for him. And he's hoping to generate enough money from doing this that he can retire from his full-time gig at Steve Jackson Games. I don't think there's any offense to Steve Jackson. I just think that Phil's been doing it for a while. And create gaming content as his retirement gig. I think that's pretty damn cool. And I think that's a nice way to do it. So, folks, common sense. All right, we're in a pandemic. Listen to medical advice. Take the actions necessary to protect yourself, your family, your friends, your loved ones, your community. I am not a medical professional. You know your situation better than I do. Just, again, throwing it out there, common sense. Be safe, be well, God bless, roll those dice. And I will talk with you all tomorrow. Later, folks.